Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. B. Mitch holding it down in the Navy Yard Studios. I'm out in Ashburn, Virginia.
B. Mitch and Philly on the 107?
You never know what station we're on. I did a hit this morning for New York radio, and they said, yeah, you could catch B. Mitch and Finley on the 106. So you never know, dude.
Never know. They just give us any damn number.
That's right. Good morning, Brian. How you doing, brother?
What's happening? You got your new TV?
I did. So I followed your advice. You gave me the new TV advice. I was able to go buy a TCL, a 55-inch TCL for like it with tax and everything. It ended up being like $330.
There you go, JP.
Yeah, I do think, though, this is a temporary kind of means to an end. I don't want to not have a TV in my living room because it's kind of the only TV I get to watch because my kids just take over every other television. And my wife has a strict no screens upstairs, so, like, I don't have a TV in my bedroom. And I think I'm going to call your boy. I think I'm going to buy a Fat Boy TV for the living room. And I'm going to call your boy to mount it. What I didn't feel like having to do was, like, redo the mount. But what is now happening is because this – so this is a TCL. The last joint I had was a Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
And the mounts are located in, like, different spots on the television. So this thing is just too high up above our mantle.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved it to the lowest spot on the mount, like the lowest bracket, for lack of a better word.
I hope that TV is still on the wall when you get home.
No, it's totally secure. That's not the issue. Okay. It's just, it's like, I need it like 3 inches lower. So whatever, hopefully my wife's not listening and just won't notice. But if I know her, she's definitely going to notice. But all's well in the TV world. How are you?
I'm good, man. Just chilling.
Just chilling.
That's ready to like get to through hear. This day and get some Thursday night football. And
dude, good game tonight, too.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you get to watch the Bills is always fun, just because that offense is so explosive. So Bills Pats tonight for anybody looking.
Will Belichick come up with something to really get people?
I don't know, man. What is the line on that? I haven't looked. I'm sure I will look.
I will tell
later.
You here in a quick sec.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one for sure. So it's
Patriots. It is -3.5. Well, I got -3.5 on this score app. It's probably right around there. They're always close.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
When it drops down to -3.5, something is saying something is wrong, right?
Brian, we have a few hours before we get there, but this has all the makings of a system pick.
Okay.
I'm just saying, there is a home team getting points in a primetime game.
Yeah, I just say if Buffalo plays like they're capable of playing, that system pick going to get blown out the water. Now, if they go around and you get a Josh Allen starting to think he's losing his damn mind, then you could probably get something like that. It's 3.5 points, though, man. That's not
a ton. I'm not saying I love it. I'm not saying I'm taking it. I'm just saying it has the makings of a system pick. But what's most important about any system,
yep, no matter what you're doing. -114, and then +3, -106.
B, no matter what. Like, what'd you guys ran the triple option in college, right? That was your system?
No.
What was it?
We didn't run the triple option.
Not triple option.
We ran the run and shoot with the option involved.
Okay, run and shoot with the option involved. So you had a system, the run and shoot, but you also ran the option out of it, right?
Yeah.
See, you got to have options.
Yeah.
So you have a system, like the Commanders right now, all they wanted, they're running the football 37 times a game, 36 times a game over the last 6 weeks, right? But that's their system, but they got options coming out of it. So I'm giving myself some options before we get to Heard It Here First this afternoon.
Okay.
So I'm not sure I can lock into Pats plus 3.5.
I don't know if I can lock into any of the quarterbacks right now because they're so up and down over there, man.
Well, you've got Mac Jones.
Mac Jones can either be great or he can be very – you just look at him and go, oh, this guy's boring as hell. And then the other kid comes in and either he's either hot or cold. He has no in-between.
See, I think even in Allen's bad games, he's still pretty damn good.
No, I'm not talking about the – I'm not talking about Allen.
Are you talking about Bailey Zappi?
I'm talking about Bailey Zappi. Now, Allen is a damn good player. But you know what? Sometimes
he's
he loses.
Reckless.
Sometimes he acts as if he's not. You know, the things he does on the field sometimes, like, dude, you're already proven. You got yours. Stop trying to go out there, run over everybody. He think he's Mike Allstott. Then other times he acts like
That's a great pull with Mike Allstott.
Yeah, I'm like, man, he tries to go out there and he wants to do all the weird stuff. Dude, just play ball. Have fun and do it. Stop trying to act like you're the toughest guy out there because quarterbacks, I don't care how big they are, they don't work out like the other guys do. And if they keep taking those hits, eventually they go away. We saw how big Ben was. They wore Ben down too.
How about this, B? Through 11 games, Josh Allen has 23 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The Commanders have played 12 games. How many passing touchdowns do you think Wentz and Heinicke have combined for?
Somewhere around 15.
17.
All right.
And dude, for all the talk of Wentz and Heinicke, and to me, it's Heinicke's job until it isn't. It's Heinicke's job until there's a clunker or they lose. Wentz in 6 starts had 10 touchdowns against 6 picks.
Mm-hmm.
Heinicke in 6 starts, 7 touchdowns against 5 picks.
Okay.
Now, I know Wentz was throwing the ball more. You know, in the same amount of starts, Wentz had about 50 more attempts, pass attempts.
Mm-hmm.
But the offense was undeniably more explosive then. Now, they were trying something. All right, so 17 total passing touchdowns for the Commanders in an extra game. That's in 12 games.
Yeah.
Compared to Josh Allen's 23 in 11 games. You want to guess the passing yardage between the Commanders' quarterbacks in 12 games and Josh Allen in 11 games?
I think in 12 games for the Commanders is somewhere around Carson had about 1,400, I thought. And I think Taylor may be around 800-900, something like that. So
Taylor's north of that.
All right,
Carson
say,
was close
say,
to 1,500, but Taylor's north of that.
Let's say 2,500.
You're close. So the Commanders in 12 games, mind you, 2,658, 2,658.
Okay.
So call it 2,700 just for round number purposes. That's in 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's an average of 221 a game through the air.
Yep.
In 11 games for Josh Allen, almost 3,200, 3,183. He's averaging 290 a game through the air.
Wow.
Like, so I find it interesting, man, as we talk about quarterback and what's going to happen and can they get a number one and all this stuff. Like, real number ones, real difference makers, there's like 7 of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, guys that will go out and win you a game.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it doesn't make a difference where that guy came from in college.
No.
Or exactly what number he was picked. He's that guy. He's that guy. You know, like, I know this is not a comparison to anybody. Patrick Mahomes, okay, he lost his deep threat. He had other receivers come in, had to learn, and he's been throwing to his tight end more than anything. The man has – his tight end has 12 touchdowns, okay? He's averaging 82 yards a game. Pat has 3,585 yards. 325.9 a game, 29 touchdowns, 8 INTs, 105 quarterback rating with a 66% completion.
It's just so stupid.
So when you
the guy's lost 15 times in his NFL career. That's why I think that's the most astonishing
thing. Yeah, when I hear people like tell me about a quarterback, I say, listen, man, you have quarterbacks that can go out there and win games for you, like you said, and you have quarterbacks that can go out there, if they have everything working around them, they can win. The team could win a game. And it's not necessarily a quarterback fault. I think ultimately what Pat Mahomes does, that's why when early in the year we were jumping, putting Josh Allen in front of him, I'm like, hold on, pump out brakes a little bit. That dude's still there. And you watch him, man. This dude does everything, but he doesn't get stupid on that football field. He doesn't put himself in harm's way too often like Josh does.
I mean, let's try to – for everybody talking about, like, finding the next quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many of these are that dude?
How many what?
I'm just looking at yardage totals in the NFL right now. Mahomes is leading the NFL with 3,600 passing yards. Okay. He is obviously that dude.
He is that dude. All right, let's go to Josh Allen. Let's go to Joe Burrow then. Joe Burrow.
Sure, but Allen qualifies, right?
Didn't Joe Burrow miss some games?
Joe Burrow, no. He's started 11 games.
Okay,
if you remember, he didn't get going till late in the preseason.
Well, even after taking a while.
Appendicitis or whatever.
68% completion ratio. 101.7 quarterback rating. 3,160 yards. 287 yards a game, 23 touchdowns, eight interceptions. Now, this is the difference between Joe Burrow and Pat. Pat been sacked 17 times. Joe been sacked 33 times.
Some of that's on Joe.
Oh, yeah, I know. What I'm saying is that's what I mean, because Joe is going to hold it, and throw it at the last second and get clobbered. Pat's going to escape and get the hell out. He's going to get out of there and let it go.
Let's have a – And listen, this is based on nothing but you and I eye test,
yeah.
Right? Like just what we've seen and what we know. Mahomes is that dude, clearly. Allen, I say, is that dude, clearly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Burrow, that dude, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Number four in the NFL, and this is interesting because everybody says he's washed, right? You know who number four in the NFL yardage-wise is?
Tom Brady.
Listen to these numbers.
Listen, and his receivers and
he's 45 years old.
And his receivers like were really banged up early in the season. Wasn't doing much.
Oh
missing
my god!
Games.
Hell yeah! B. He's completing 66% of his passes for 3,051 yards, 14 touchdowns against 2 picks. Mm. He's thrown 2 picks in 11 games, and we're all saying he's toast.
Yeah.
Now the QBR's a little rough. He's taken 17 sacks, but they've been really beat up down there.
Yeah.
I'm stunned to see Brady's numbers are that high. The only real dip for him is the touchdowns are way down.
Yeah, they're down on him.
But Tom Brady is that dude emeritus. Like, he qualifies forever.
Yeah, you know, Tom is like a granddad out there still getting it done.
Herbert, the numbers are there. Is mm-hmm. he that dude for you?
I think Herbert still – I think he has the arm – that he can throw every ball, but I don't know if he's there yet. Because he still seems to be a guy where everything has to be perfect for it to work for him.
For me, Herbert is that dude in waiting. And once they get Sean Payton or once they get the right coach out there, he will become that dude. But until they get rid of the idiot currently coaching them, it's limiting their ceiling.
If they get another coach and he's still like the same he is, we're going to realize it was him. I just look at him sometimes and
give me Sean Payton with the Chargers and let them make music, man.
I don't think Sean Payton can throw the ball for him though, Jay. What I'm saying is like this dude's out there sometimes, and look, I think he's talented as hell. I'll take him. Be honest with you,
right?
But ultimately, when I watch him sometimes, it's like he seems to be the guys that have less talent where things got to be damn near perfect for him to let the ball go sometimes. When you watch some of these other quarterbacks, guys still running, head turn, balls coming, he turn poop sticks to him. That's what I tell you, when I look at most quarterbacks, I go back to Joe Montana. And that dude, bro, when Jerry be running and they ran that bang eight. You know, you take those three steps or with the third right foot and you plant it and go in. When Jared planted that right foot, all he had to do is stick his hand up. That ball was right there. It wasn't like once he hit the step, then it, oh, now I'm going to throw the ball. Ball is gone when Jared Head is not even looking at him yet. And I think so many young quarterbacks in the NFL, when they get to the NFL, they don't throw the spots. They don't anticipate. They wait till the guy gets open to throw the ball. If you wait till he's open to throw the ball, that damn cornerback's coming.
Sure. I think we got a stretch of not that dudes coming up here.
I think Tua is starting to show that he I don't
hold
know
on, I'm just going off yardage. I'm just going off yardage. All right. So next on the list is Geno, who I like a lot, but I need to see a full season, maybe two full seasons before he's that dude for me.
Yeah. See, that's why I compare the yards and the completion ratio together.
Yeah, I'm kind of just using it. Sure. I'm just using it as like a launch point for us to kind of look through everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get Kirk, who is not that dude.
No, he's not. Kirk is going to be there for you every week.
Right.
But he will leave the game, and he's left 7-8 passes out there that he second guessed. Like most
Kirk,
of these guys,
you like to have him, but he's not that dude.
Yeah, he's not.
Derek Carr, not that dude.
Mm-mm.
Jared Goff, definitely not that dude. This one gets interesting, and we're just going off yardage. What do you say about Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
I think this year he's not. He hasn't been showing it, but we know what he's capable of. And the thing about Aaron Rodgers, this is I'm going to make this comment, and man, most people think I'm crazy. The reason why I probably would shy away from Aaron over some of these other quarterbacks is because when Aaron gets pissed, he don't care who he takes down with him.
Yep.
See, Aaron will go out there and purposely throw an interception or purposely make a play go wrong just to prove the coach wrong. Or just to prove whoever, that front office, well, y'all didn't do this, and I'm going to show you. He'll go mess up on purpose, which I don't like. So when I have a selfish SOB at the quarterback position, I can do without him. As talented as he is, I would rather the others be over him.
Well, B, I to me, it's what version of Rodgers are we talking about? If this was 10 years ago, come here, be as selfish as you want. I don't care if you punch my dog, just play quarterback and let's compete for Super Bowls, right? Now, at 39, where he's completing, you know, 64% of his passes and looks like it doesn't look the same, he's going for 220 a game,
mm-hmm.
I could do without the attitude, pal. Right?
Yeah, like, yeah, I know everybody's
timing is everything.
See, this is the thing. They used to always say it was Aaron Rodgers. Devontae Adams, it was kind of him too now. He threw him some passes. He would throw Devontae balls when he was covered by two or three people, but Devontae came down with the ball. So I think sometimes as much as that receiver needs that quarterback, a quarterback needs that type of receiver too. And I think they deserve kind of equal credit for their success, not one guy takes it all.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a real conversation. And you know what? There may be a fake conversation. But depending what happens in Green Bay, and Landini, I actually wanted to play some of that Green Bay audio. Jordan Love looked pretty good the other night in late mop-up duty. They've got a fifth-year option to decide on with Jordan Love, first-round pick of theirs. They've got Rodgers under contract with $50 million, fully guaranteed. He's got no trade clauses.
He ain't going nowhere.
That dude's more Teflon than John Gotti, right?
Yeah.
They got a decision to make up there. There's going to be people in this town that would be like, yo, should they make a run at Rodgers? I don't see that happening. I wonder if you make a run at Jordan Love. But the Rodgers situation is going to get very, very interesting over the next few months because what will probably happen with Aaron, he'll probably pop off a little bit. He'll go on Pat McAfee, say some stuff. The world will react. Who knows what will come of it, but I don't think we've heard the last of Aaron Rodgers. I certainly don't. It's funny, dude, going down the list, what do you make of Lawrence in Jacksonville, B?
I think Trevor Lawrence is that guy who's learning how to play at this level. I think he has every tool possible to become very good in this league.
B, do you see where Lamar is? Whether you want to look at completion percentage or yardage?
Lamar's down.
Lamar is down.
Yeah. And he's normally down when it comes down to the yards, the big yards, the top guys. But he normally
would
have.
But the completion percentage is usually higher.
Yeah.
Eh, I guess it's about on. I mean, he's at 62. The last 2 years, he's been closer to 65. His MVP year, he was at 66. The Lamar situation is going to be fascinating to watch unfold in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one thing NFL quarterbacks love to say? Peyton Manning made it famous. Omaha! Omaha! Well, let me tell you, the holidays are here, and you can achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha steaks. Here's the deal. Go to omahasteaks.com, put in the code JP at checkout, and you get $30 off your order. You want to order $200 worth of steaks? It'll come to $170. $100, they have great gift packages right at $100. It'll only cost you $70. Bucks when you use the code JP at checkout, $30 off your order. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Think about it. Do you want to send like a weird sweater to somebody? Or do you want to send steaks that they can put on the grill and have instant satisfaction rather than wear that sweater once and then put it in the Goodwill pile? It's an easy, easy scenario, folks. They have an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress. Like, they have these butcher's cut fillets that are awesome. Their chicken's really good. The burgers are good. They have the best hot dogs on the market. Omaha Steaks ready to ship your order right away. So shop early and beat the shipping rush. You know me. I do everything last minute. I've actually ordered my Omaha Steaks stuff already because I'm getting a discount using JP at checkout, $30 off. Here's why you should go with Omaha Steaks. You know them. You can trust them. When your uncle or your buddy or your college roommate gets that box on their front porch, they're going to be fired up. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher since 1917 and a holiday gift that's guaranteed to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Loved. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. Follow the show at B. Mitch and Finley. Follow Brian at B. Mitch 30 on Instagram. You follow me, at JP Finley NBCS. So, Brian, we got a little bit of news this morning.
Yeah.
Joey Sly, Commander's kicker, has been named Special Teams Player of the Month.
Yep.
You know what he did?
Yeah, he had 37 points.
He had 10 field goal attempts, and he made all 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he had
8 extra points?
7 out of 8 extra
seven
points.
Yeah.
8 of 10. So he is pretty hot, man. I mean, especially when you look at where some of those field goals were from, he hit some bombs in there.
Yeah.
I think, dude, on the year, he is 3 of 3 from 50-plus and 5 of 7 from 40 to 49.
Mm.
His only misses have been from 40 to 49. He's 4 for 4 from 30 to 39, 5 for 5 from 20 to 29, and the shorties, he's 1 of 1.
Mm.
Now, there have been
– the 40 – I don't know. Sometimes people just have these little hang-ups sometimes. I don't know if that's what's happening with him, but, like, you know, you can't do – you can – you're not very good from a certain distance, but you're excellent from a longer distance. It's kind of weird.
Right, right.
Like weightlifting sometimes.
What's that?
Like a weightlifting. I mean, I could not power clean 300 pounds. But the coach put 315 and I power cleaned it.
Oh, that's funny.
I had a hang up at 300. Could not. I never think I put 300 pounds on the bar and ripped it. But I went from 295 to 315 and did it. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's like me from 100 yards out. Like, I can hit the ball 130. I'm all right from 30, but 100 yards. I mean, hell, I told you I ordered a new club just to try to solve the exact 100 yards out.
I think if you solve the main things, that whatever's in between those ears right there, you can do it.
The ears are taking up all the bandwidth. That's the problem. But I wanted to ask you this, B, as somebody who special teams matter to you greatly.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the last two NFC Special Teams Players of the Month have been from the Commanders. I'm pretty sure Tress won it in October, and now Joey won it in November. Do you think they are paying attention to special teams? Because it sure seems like it.
Well, I think this is the thing. Tress Way, and if you really – you've been in a lot of practices. The punter works by themselves for the most part. Kickers and punters work together. When I see the kicking and punting, I always give more credit to the kicker or the punter than I do anybody else because that is such an intimate job where, you know, they all have these little idiosyncrasies, man. They are a little weird. Tress is the only normal one I've seen in a long time. But they do things a certain way, and certain kickers, like the coaches, can't tell them one thing or another. Like, when I start looking at the coach, I look at the coverage, the return game, and things of that nature. So I'm saying, like, when you go around the league, and it's vitally important, kicking and the kicker and the punter is very, very important in this day's game. Tress flipped the field all the time. Joey kicks the ball out so they don't have a lot of chance to come back. And he's been nailing his field goals. But when you see those teams that get a lot of national praise, the return game is sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think right there has been a little – that I expect – I've gotten to the point where I expect Tress to do what he does. Joey is now starting to get me there. I have a lot I'm still asking for in the whole return game. Because even the coverage has gotten drastically better.
That's all I was going to say is I think – Joey, in a lot of ways, man, and you know one dude who probably deserves some credit here is Cam Cheeseman, the long snapper. If both the punter and the kicker are performing at a high level, generally means the snaps are on time and in the right spots.
Yeah, but he has a job that, you know what, if we start praising the long snapper, we're going to have to get our heads checked.
I agree. I'm just saying for the sake of this conversation.
Yeah.
But the other part of it, I think, B, is – they have gotten really good on coverage, especially punt coverage,
yeah.
I think. And I think they've got a – I mean, you don't want to praise people too much, but, like, they've gotten smart, I think, in kind of the middle rounds of the draft. If you look at what they do, they kind of have an athletic profile of guys they go after that can come into the league no matter what as gunners and coverage specialists, and then you can see where they go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at De'Ami Brown and you look at Derek Forrest from last year, you see how they've developed, certainly Forrest, as a person that can help you on defense also. But, like, maybe that's what they got going with Percy Butler right now. And I think athletically they've figured out what they like for their coverage units. And I think as much as Tress and Joey are super individualized positions, because they are, I mean, kicker and punter is – largely about what you do with your leg when the ball comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for Tress especially, and he says this, the coverage unit is a huge part of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and they've done that. I mean, it's just, I was looking at a lot of the comments this morning, and people were like, you know, why don't we get a lot of talk nationally? Because you can't say you don't get a lot of talk nationally when you just had your punter win special teams player of the month in November, in October, and in November, your kicker won special teams player of the month. You are getting national recognition. But when people are going to start yapping about it, you're going to start having that punt returner and that kick returner doing some amazing things. And that's what they look at. Because the punter, you know, when Tress kicks his ball, you see how far he kick it. You see him kick it from the 20, flips the field, and now the team is backed up and has to kick. So you can see it, but it's not what people give a lot of praise to. It's unfortunate because they are as important as anybody else. But normally when that return game changes up and you start giving your team that great field position returning the ball, that's when they really, really start talking about how big time your special teams is. This one has three phases of it going great. They need that other phase to come now, and then that puts you over the hump.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I like when Gibson gives them – I like what Gibson gives them as a returner.
Yeah, he's been much better since they put him back there. The punt return situation, I don't understand.
Well, dude, what's crazy is – with Milne out, and I think you got to assume he's going to be out again. I mean, he's still not practicing.
He didn't practice. I saw that yesterday,
which we need to discuss.
But I thought Jahan Dotson was right behind him.
That's what I was going to say. Is that Dotson was supposed to be the guy, and then they brought up Alex Erickson. I guess I get not wanting Dotson to take any big shots because sometimes, like, if you haven't returned punts in a while and you're not on top of kind of the fair catch situation, you could take some big shots. And Dotson's a first-round rookie. I kind of get it. I'd like – and they didn't do this that much, but especially the couple years when Deshaun was here and they were competing for playoff spots, or mm-hmm. go back and, like, D-Hall on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they're in a big spot or there's a big opportunity, say your defense has forced a good stop and – you know, the Giants this weekend for talking sake, but the opposition is punting inside of their own 10-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's an opportunity for a big return. Maybe you let Dotson kind of work in, and you don't.
But, you know, Jay, this Jahan Dotson is an exceptional talent. And we always talk about the experience of something. How the hell do they get experience if you don't put them out there? If Jahan Dotson is your backup punt returner, he should be your backup punt returner. I mean, if somebody goes down, then he goes out there. If you like, oh, I can't put him out there yet, he can take a big shot on his next slant, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't understand, like, because, and it seems like that's the concept sometimes. Well, we can't. No. My first punt return I did in my life was in the game. Okay?
Right.
So, I mean, let's be real. You can learn it. And we already know he can do it. He's done it. You know, hell, I wish I could have caught a punt in college. Never caught a punt in college. So if he's capable and he has that ability to break a game, that's who should be returning, not the guy who, you know, going to catch it and just run straight to the sideline.
Yeah, and what about Gibson? Like, you're kind of phasing him out anyway.
I don't know if he see. And
I don't think he's ever done it. Punt but return, you had never done it.
I think he did a punt return in college before. I think
he had some kick returns. I don't
but,
think.
But punt return and kick return. I try to explain this to people. You can give me 10 kickers that kick off 10 balls. I don't care if they five can be right footed, five can be left footed. All the balls come in, no end. It's easy to catch those. Give me one punter and let him kick. Give me one right-footed punter and he kicks 10 balls, all 10 may come different. And then you give me the left-footed punter with that, and you give me Tress with that wickedness he throws on the ball, then you're really talking about something. So it's a little extra for a guy to be back there catching the punts than it is for the kickoffs. Kickoffs are easy.
Yeah, Gibson never returned a punt in college. He returned kicks. You brought something up interesting there with Dotson. As much as we celebrate that Heinicke is getting the ball to Terry more, where are we at on the situation with Jahan Dotson? Because I'm going to tell you the numbers, and depending how you like to react to things, it may be alarming. Don't go anywhere. I'll explain. Be Mitch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We ignore the other stuff.
Things that don't go well. Right? I mean, don't you think by and large people try to kind of ignore the other stuff?
What was the question?
Don't you think it feels to me that by and large people kind of ignore the other stuff with Taylor?
Yeah.
And
that is what happens when you are a person that someone has chosen, has an affinity for. You know, it's like, I like you, so yeah, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. There are things that are bad, and we do it with multiple people, like just like the people with Carson Wentz. You know, they only remember the big touchdown. They don't remember the 9 sacks in one game and the bonehead plays and the 4 passes he threw in a row at late in the Titans game. That
I think most people only remember the bad with Wentz.
No. Only the people that don't like him. But you keep hearing that little murmur of people calling for him to come back because they feel now the situation is better where he can have more success. But we do that because, like, when Carson was here, Terry wasn't seeing the ball. Now Taylor is here. Jahan rarely sees the ball.
That's what I wanted to ask.
Players, quarterbacks have their favorites. Pat Mahomes, it's Kelsey. But for some reason, he throws it to, like, 9-10 dudes a game every game. But Kelsey, I watched one game. Kelsey had 4 receptions. They were 3 touchdowns. They only had 30-something yards. But in crunch time, Pat was looking for Kelsey because he knows he's going to deliver. But it's like with these quarterbacks, people completely disappear. And it's kind of weird to me.
Because Wentz wasn't going to Terry much.
No, he
wasn't. Wentz was going to Jahan a lot.
Yeah.
Then Jahan gets hurt. Now, some of this might be that Jahan isn't all the way back, or we've talked about how you don't hit the treadmill sprinting. You got to work your way back up. So since he's come back, since that Philly game where he came back, in 3 games he's had 2 catches. He had 1 target in Philly. He had a catch for 14 yards. Against the Texans, he had 2 targets, 1 catch, 13 yards. Last week, he only had the 1 target, which is when Taylor threw the pick, and that was just a bad decision by Taylor. And I saw Taylor yesterday, and he told me, I was talking with him because I was like, hey, man, you getting beat up? You know, you've been going at it. He's like, nah, physically I feel really good. I know I need to play better. And he was telling me how the throw to Dotson was kind of keeping him up at night because he had Samuel open underneath and he just tried to make a play. Mm-hmm. And the other one was he missed McLaurin in the end zone where he did a nice job of evading pressure and rolling
the one
to his right.
To the right corner?
Yeah, and he just sailed that thing.
Yeah.
And you know, it happens. But yep. Dotson, since – all right, the first four games of the year – now, this was all with Carson playing. Dotson had 22 targets in four games.
Mm-hmm.
He had 40, 60 – I mean, he was probably averaging about 50 yards a game. Yeah, 45 yards a game.
Uh-huh.
In the three games since he's been back with Heinicke at quarterback, he's averaging less than a catch. Now, about a catch for 12 yards a game.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a Dotson thing? Is that a Heinicke
thing?
Is that a nothing thing?
I think if I had to give it to somebody, I'd go more with the Heinicke because I know he looks for other people because he's more comfortable with those guys. Santana talks a lot about the fact that you watch some guys with certain quarterbacks and you watch other guys with the million quarterbacks he had, and you wonder why guys don't have certain levels of production. I would say right now if we still had Carson in the game, you'll see Jahan catching a lot of balls because Carson had a comfortability with him. You see what I'm saying? He would look for him in certain situations. Also, you can play a position to where you're always on the backside of the read, you know what I'm saying? Like some guys that get the, you know, the X, Y, and the Z and all that. Sometimes that X may always be the one that you look for last, and the Z may be the guy that you look for as the last token. But the other guy is always in the beginning of the read, and the quarterback gets used to that. And then there are a lot of coaches who are telling quarterbacks over and over again, "Look for this, look for that, look for this, look for that," and the guy's gonna be stuck on it. So I don't think it's a Jahan Dotson thing because from the moment I saw the kid run routes, he's special with that. He catches the ball with his hands. He attacks the ball. But the one thing that works is opportunity. If you're not getting opportunity, if the ball's not coming to you, can't catch it. You know what I mean? And
right. You
just said in three games he's been back,
he hadn't had nine catches.
He has not had nine opportunities, though, in three games.
In three games, he's had – four opportunities.
So
four targets, two catches.
In that sense, how can we expect anything from him?
And like, let me add this for context. He's playing now. The first game back, he only played 40% of the snaps. They went really run heavy in the second half of that Eagles win. The last 2 weeks, he's playing about 2/3 of the snaps, which for a guy that projects as probably your third wideout, Terry and Curtis, and then him. And granted, they're running multiple formations and stuff, but 2/3 of the snaps is on par. Now, he was getting a lot of snaps early in the season.
Yeah.
I mean, he was getting 90%.
We were talking about rookie of the year.
Games. Right.
Yeah, and it changed quick.
You know, I don't know what you want to do with Dotson there, but I do find it interesting. And here's the other thing. For as much as we say, oh, Taylor goes to Terry, you know, last two games, Terry's only had four catches.
Mm-hmm.
In three of the last four games, Terry's been under 60 yards.
Yeah, but
and that's with Taylor. Now, some of that is
Taylor was,
he had the big game against Indy, which was primarily one big catch late.
Yeah.
And then against Philly, he had a really good game. 8 catches for $128.
But Taylor was 14 of 23?
I think he was 15 of 23 or something.
Something like that. And, I mean, it's not like it's a lot of
them not that many
around.
Catches to go around.
Yeah, so I mean that plays into it as well. So, you know, we talked about it earlier how some quarterbacks are this and that. I just see how some of those guys, they get everybody involved, and then at the end they go to their guys. You know, because I think if you get multiple people involved early, then you have a better chance to go to the guy you want to go to late. But if you are just trying to force it to the guy early, and I know players are always going to say, "Yeah, I don't worry about it." No. Players feel like, okay, I'm not a part of it. Their routes get a little slower. When they probably run the clear out route, it don't get cleared out like it's supposed to be. And it changes things up. So we all in all our lives, like if anybody think about it and if you say no, you're lying. We all have our favorites. quarterbacks have the same thing. Sometimes you got to make sure if you start trying to fight that and start throwing the ball and spreading it around, your favorite is still going to stand out because you know what? You're going to find him more. And then the people won't see him as the focal point, and then you can have a lot more with him. But I think Jahan is still what he was, just he doesn't get those opportunities at this point.
Matt DiMartino, I think this has some validity, via Twitter says, Terry also gets open after the initial play breaks down, which happens regularly with Heinicke. I do think there's something to that, that Terry works his way back to the ball, whereas Jahan's probably still learning to do that.
Or is it that Heinicke looked towards Terry every time he breaks it? You see what I'm saying?
Or just give a big old chance.
Which comes first, chicken or the egg? And so,
right. Yeah, no. This is going to be really cool. I'm really excited about this. Jesse Armstead, former Giants and Redskins linebacker, will join us next to preview this weekend's game. When B. Mitch and I were talking about Jesse, he's like, man, me and him used to have some battles. I cannot wait to hear about that. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.